Hey guys, this is NCCGA Director of Communications David Ermacher. I'm here with Bill Donovan, the Central Regional Coordinator. Bill, how are you today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. The first question I had for you, a guy that's been a regional coordinator for the last two semesters, how really have you seen the NCCGA grow, maybe specifically in your region? What sort of teams have been added lately, and how has the whole tournament experience gotten better?
So when I just started up with the NCCGA, was last year around the springtime, and there were really, around the whole country, there weren't as many teams as there are now. I think we were one of the farthest regions to the west, besides California, which is kind of just off by itself. And since then, you could go on the NCCGA website and look at the map. I think all of them, almost all of the United States is filled up with teams, so there's just been substantial growth. For my region, personally, we started off with, we merged with part of the Midwest region, so we had teams like Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and Indiana, along with my school, which is Mizzou, and Southeast Missouri State. So that was how we started off, and then after a semester, we did another shift where we added more teams to the west, like Kansas. We also added Iowa State and Truman State, just to kind of make it more localized, so teams didn't have to travel as far. And for play, we moved from taking carts out on our tournaments to walking, which I think makes it a lot more competitive. You're kind of in the zone a lot more when you're walking around. So I think that's definitely improved, along with the communications that the NCCGA has provided with all the regional coordinators and their president.
Definitely. The tournament experience, something the NCCGA has focused a lot on and will continue to do this semester. Bill, as far as your region goes, I know a lot of weather across the nation has seen some extremely cold temperatures during this winter season. What sort of ways have you guys adapted, and how are you changing your practice styles to get ready for the regional tournaments that are coming up shortly here?
Yeah, so it's always a challenge just for us because never really know what the weather is going to be. It could either be 45 degrees and sunny outside, or it could be negative 10 with the wind chill and snowing. So a lot of different schools kind of do different things. For Mizzou, they've been kind of just practicing inside, just kind of putting, working on just the little things like that, and then going out whenever a random warm day pops up. I know that Iowa State, I saw them tweet a picture of them hitting inside. I guess they bought mats and they were able to set up a little practice facility and an indoor location. So, there's a lot of different ways, but obviously nothing's better than going out on the court on a nice day.
Right. Well, the Central Region, certainly one we'll watch for as we get closer to the end of regional tournament season and we start to inch our way towards national championship season. Bill, thanks for joining me today, and good luck with everything this season.
Yes, thank you.
All right, have a good one.
You too.